There is nothing more private than your personal genetic information. This quote comes from Eric Rosenbaum at CNBC. In his article, Five Biggest Risks of Sharing DNA with Consumer Genetic Testing Companies, Rosenbaum talks about all the controversy around DNA testing kits, such as 23andMe and Ancestry.com. Rosenbaum doesn't directly state it, but there is an underlying anxiety about how these tests could be abused. As we read this article and other studies about genetic discoveries, Jenna and I, Sierra, worry about how genetic tests and the other identification of specific characteristics in our other genes could lead to an Orwellian society. Since you access all your genetic information online, there have been cases of these databases being hacked. This means that your most personal and precious information is vulnerable to criminals. It can then be sold to who knows where, and the repercussions of such have not been discovered yet. Police recently have also started using genetic information from relatives who took these ancestry tests to track down criminals. The concern arises in how the government might use this information in more nefarious ways if they get the inclination.
Returning to Eric Rosenbaum's article on the subject, we want to touch on some issues he highlighted. Ancestry tests have gained popularity as they are easy to use, and people think it's fun to trace their ancestry. However, this presents a variety of issues. Some tests will give you information about genetic diseases you may carry or may have later in life, such as Parkinson's disease. This means that genetic testing companies could sell your genetic information to insurance companies or drug companies without your knowledge. There are privacy policies in place to prevent this. However, most consumers don't read the fine print before checking boxes, meaning that a lot could be snuck past them. As genetic research has progressed, scientists have located certain genes that are connected to specific attributes. An example of this are the multiple genes that are connected to intelligence. According to the Genetic Home reference in their article, "Is Intelligence Determined by Genetics?" scientists claim that there is some genetic influence on our characteristics. However, the environment will still play a role in some of these. In other cases, such as the cheater gene, there is a more direct correlation between the gene and the characteristic, as stated by an article by Psychology Today. The scientists in Psychology Today also mentioned a study conducted on identical twins that were separated at birth. When they were brought back together as adults, many twins shared preferences and characteristics that would not have been influenced by environment. They would come back with similar senses of fashion, haircuts, and favorite hobbies, which implies that they were aspects influenced more by the genes than the environment.
As scientists begin to locate these genes and gene editing progresses, it may be possible for a new form of eugenics to begin. Published in 1949, 1984 by George Orwell warns of the threats that over-controlling governments poses to the individual and humanity. It follows the life of an average Englishman, Winston Smith. He grew up during the rise of Big Brother and the Party, the dictating forces that suppresses society. Despite the fear of being tortured and later killed, Winston commits several crimes throughout the novel, such as having an affair, buying a diary, and thinking against the government. All of the actions listed previously are thought crimes, moral corruptions that go against the philosophy of the party. Thought crime was not a thing that could be concealed forever. You might dodge successfully for a while, even for years. But sooner or later, they were bound to get you. People simply disappeared, always during the night. Your name was removed from the registers. Every record of everything you have ever done was wiped out. Your one-time existence was denied and then forgotten. You were abolished, annihilated, vaporized, was the usual word. Page 19. Since genes are connected to certain personality traits at times, if the party had this technology, certainly they would have used it to further establish their utopian society. Recreational sex is illegal already, meaning people aren't allowed to have sex other than for procreation.
The
party's real, undeclared purpose was to remove all pleasure from the sexual act. Not love, so much as eroticism, was the enemy, inside marriage as well as outside of it. Page 65. This law modifies how genes are passed on in this piece of fiction. The government is really trying to create a superior society in 1984, and controlling sex is part of how they do that. The suppression of the sexual desire of humans is accomplished by making sure that everyone has a telescreen in their home, a TVS kind of a device with a camera on it that watches and listens to you at all times. Considering in contemporary America, we have begun to take similar measures for the security, and also most of our devices have cameras in them now. This is why Sierra and I are worried that our society may become Orwellian.
Given that we now do have the technology to locate specific characteristic linked genes within the genome, we have multiple cameras inside our home, the ramifications of the government deciding it wants to dictate our lives would be drastic. Though 1984 was written almost 70 years ago, it now serves as a contemporary warning. If we are complacent in letting those in power do as we please, we give them the power to strip us of our humanity and individuality. Now that means that an Orwellian government could make our children genetically nothing like us or behave in ways that we wouldn't be able to parent out of them. So while we encourage the progression of scientific developments and discoveries, we caution against messing with genetics for the sake of science. As illustrated in 1984, a world in which humans aren't allowed to be human is a horrible place to live. We want to encourage ethics and a sense of humanity as we pioneer forward. Given that we now do have the technology to locate specific characteristic linked genes within the genome, we have multiple cameras inside our home, the ramifications of the government deciding it wants to dictate our lives would be drastic. Though 1984 was written almost 70 years ago, it now serves as a contemporary warning. If we are complacent in letting those in power do as we please, we give them the power to strip us of our humanity and individuality. Now that means that an Orwellian government could make our children genetically nothing like us or behave in ways that we wouldn't be able to parent out of them. So while we encourage the progression of scientific developments and discoveries, we caution against messing with genetics for the sake of science. As illustrated in 1984, a world in which humans aren't allowed to be human is a horrible place to live. We want to encourage ethics and a sense of humanity as we pioneer forward.
This podcast was made possible by a Touchstone Energy Classroom grant from Great Lakes Energy. Audio and editing were done by Sierra Strang and Jenna Walters. Information and quotes were from Psychology Today, Genetic Home Reference, CNBC, and 1984 by George Orwell.